mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. It's already Thursday, the 17th day of March 2005, already halfway through this third month of 2005. Before we know it, it'll be 2006 as we move along deeper into the new world order. Oil prices soared about $57 a barrel on supply fears. Russia planning for war to defend Syria and Iran. New Asian earthquake threat warning, and it could trigger another super tsunami. This from the BBC. Americans must accept the threat of terror attack. Michael Chertoff and his little cousin running Popular Mechanics, the Homeland Security Director, is now saying, and of course, we have Time Magazine, the New York Times, the 12 different type of targets. None of you are safe. Give up all your rights to us or the terrorists will attack you. Russian Army Chief arrives in China ahead of joint war games. It's getting more and more serious, and China and Russia to rehearse invasion of Taiwan together. But Russia's our friend. We're not worried about them. We're worried about third world nothing countries like Iraq that don't even have missiles anymore that could hit Israel. That's right, Iraq had those in the first Gulf War, but not 12 years later. That's the government's own documents. We're worried about Iraq and Syria and Iran. Why? They're not threatening to nuke us on a weekly basis like North Korea and China and the rest of them. And, of course, our government has moved almost all of our industry over to China. And the border's wide open, but the government says they've got to put up face-scanning cameras everywhere to watch you and I. Bush nominates Wolfowitz, as you already know. We mentioned that this was probably going to happen yesterday, and boom, voila, later in the afternoon they did announce Lord Wolfowitz. I guess you've got to have Wolf in your name. I pointed this out a few weeks ago when they were bouncing his name around in the hat. And they may withdraw Wolfowitz. They like to pull these scams. It's like Bernard Kierich for Homeland Security Director. They never plan to have Kierich in there. It's like they put somebody really outrageous in, and then you don't complain when it's somebody a little less known or a little less worse, at least on the surface, like Michael Chertoff. I shouldn't talk too bad about our gracious Homeland leader. He might have his family write some more hit pieces on me. But Bush nominates Wolfowitz to head the World Bank. This is just out of control. I mean, they've already got Dick Cheney running the contracts out of the White House, giving them to Halliburton and other big contributors and companies he's run, like Halliburton, and then other members of the White House have CEO'd. And then now they'll be in control of the, quote, loans. You know, Iraq's got $4 trillion in oil. And they're not going to pump a lot of it until it's all sealed up and the IMF and World Bank. The World Bank will get the predominant amount of that money, and Iraq will never get out of debt for the hundreds of billions they owe, even though they've got trillions. Just watch. So you talk about conflict of interest at every single level, but look, the IMF and World Bank have always been corrupt. So we'll talk about these institutions a little bit today. There's charities horror over new head of the World Bank. This is on the London Evening Standard. But again, that's more of this WWF theater. Bush defended this morning, and yesterday as well, his packaged news stories from government. He's out defending it, saying, hey, fake newscasts are good. I mean, you've all seen The Running Man. That's a good movie. Why not have the real world be like that? There is so much more coming up. Wide open phones today. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are just two of the great websites. Check them out.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using 5 different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Thank you for joining us. We're going to have wide open phones today. Go to calls early in this first hour, 1-800-259-9231 is, of course, the toll-free number to join us on air. Any questions, comments, any news items, if you disagree with me, if you agree, if just whatever, it's free speech radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is your free speech radio network where we talk about issues of real significance, real talk radio, my friends, not fake neocon or fake liberal garbage controlled by the globalists. All right, things are really heating up between China and Taiwan. You already know that. Our government isn't worried, though. They're, again, worried about little dirt holes like Iran, Iraq, and Syria that can't hurt anybody. Meanwhile, the globalists are busy arming all of our real enemies and moving all of our industry overseas. I mean, all of it. I mean, we've lost about 80% of it in the last 20 years, and it's only accelerating. You get tax credits to move your company offshore. It'll be hard to find anything made in America very, very soon. County official wants ban on smokers getting government jobs. And I've seen cases in Florida, we've had them on the show years ago, where a police captain is at a party. He smokes a cigar. And he gets fired because there's a bunch of towns in Florida and couple other states like New York and California, where if you smoke anything, cigars, cigarettes, whatever, you can't have a job with the county or the city. Now some corporations are saying this, and you think, well, good, I don't smoke, and we got to pay for the rest of them on our insurance. Okay, then what happens when, oh, if you eat too much red meat, or if you're seen eating Baskin-Robbins or Bluebell ice cream, and by the way, the government's actually talking about putting taxes on things that, quote, aren't good for you. I mean, it's a slippery slope down the Alice in Wonderland rabbit hole, and I hope that people get their thinking caps on and realize how dangerous this is. A Republican county official in Pennsylvania wants to ban smokers from applying for government jobs. Why? Why stop at smokers? How far will Big Brother go and eliminate to undesirable personal habits? How far will they go to eliminate undesirable personal habits? In the fiction world of George Orwell's 1984, Big Brother is everywhere, controlling all aspects of a person's life. Around every corner is a totalitarian state of Orwell's Oceania. Giant posters stare back at you with the ominous warning, Big Brother is watching you. If Jim Matthews gets his way, this nightmarish world of 1984 may soon become a reality in Montgomery County. Jim Matthews is the Big Brother of maniacal talk show host Chris Matthews of MSNBC fame. Jim Matthews is also the chairman on the board of the commissioners in Montgomery County, just outside Philadelphia. In a move believed to be the first of its kind in the country, that is not true, Big Brother Matthews floated the idea of adopting a policy that would ban the hiring of smokers for county jobs. We're not talking about people who smoke during work hours or sneak a cigarette during their lunch break. If you smoke anytime, any place, whether it's in the privacy of your own home or at your favorite tavern or in your car, don't bother applying for any of the 3,200 full-time jobs Montgomery County offers. And I want to add something here. Again, this is going on in Florida, New York, and California. Somebody needs to email this reporter and send them those articles. I don't have time to do it, but it's been going on for about 3 years. They always start with government employees. Oh, we're going to put GPS on all the cop cars, and if you don't drive your exact route, we're going to fire you. Oh, we're going to put GPS in all the government workers' trash trucks and buses and, you know, the people that do public works, the construction workers who fix roads. And then they can selectively enforce it and go after people they don't like. And you're saying, well, government people are lazy. Make them do it. Hey, it's going to happen to you. And then they say, well, your private corporation can do whatever it wants. You don't have to have a job there if you don't want it. It's like, oh, drug testing. We've got to drug test you. And you don't have to have a job at that corporation, but pretty soon it's put in across the board nationwide and everybody has to do it. And then again, it gets into what type of foods you're eating. What are you doing? Do you get enough sleep? They're trying to sell these devices. In fact, they have been selling them for several years. First place I saw it was about 4 years ago in the Houston Chronicle with a retina scanner that measures microscopic movement in the eye. And when you go to work, it decides if you're on drugs, on alcohol. It supposedly can be specific. And who are you to disprove, you know, the black box and the scientific quackery? And it decides if you're too tired, and they just won't let you come to work. And now Toyota and Saab and GM, they're all talking about putting these in your cars to decide if you're allowed to start your car in the morning. It just goes on and on. Total micromanagement. And so the police are saying, hey, if we've got to have satellite boxes in our cars, why are you complaining? Why not put them in every car, as Oregon and California and New York are now proposing doing? And then you complain about a satellite tracker box, which GM and others are now putting standard on all their vehicles. In a few years, it'll be in everything, every new vehicle. You complain about that, and they go, that's okay. We'll just put a transponder in your car for all the toll roads if you don't want a satellite box. Oh, you've got choice within this limited controlled parameter, which is really no choice at all. And then they just put up the radio readers that can track your speed, where you're going, what you do, almost as well. Just not down to a few feet, but, you know, down to how fast you drove and exactly where you went. with the transponders, which they've already been caught using in areas of the country where they put these in for toll roads. So you start to get an idea just of how it's all interconnected, and that's my goal, is to get you to think in that three-dimensional format and see the big picture. But see, I just spent eight minutes on this. To be technical, 7.5 minutes on it. And I've got literally about 100 articles today, and I want to cover every one of them. And I also want to take your calls. That's my frustration. That's why I start talking fast. That's why I get rude with callers and go, what's your point? It's because it's not you. It's I've got to figure out how to get it all into the broadcast. And I love taking your calls because they take us in so many different directions. And I listen to the rebroadcast sometimes, and I sound like I've got an attitude problem. And it's really, I'm just frustrated. I want to cover all of this. I mean, I could spend an hour on this article. Listen to this. North Korea public execution video released, Korea Times. Japan's Nippon Television Network yesterday broadcast what it said was video clips of two public executions which took place in North Korea earlier this month. They also have public ones in China that our media has but doesn't want to show you. It is the first time to witness the firing squad shooting people to death in front of crowds, including the victims' family members, a civic group leader in Seoul said. North Korea has denied it committed the executions. They admit they have them. Even though the video quality is poor, it is evidence that North Korea is still conducting public executions. Han Kai-hong, president of the Network for North Korean Democracy and Human Rights, told the Korean Times. Now, why is this important? Well, in America, we have public executions. Did you know that? You go, wait a minute, Alex. There's only been a few photos that were snuck out decades ago of someone in an electric chair. So, what are you saying? Well, the television is the retina of the mind. Your eyeballs and the nerve endings that come from them, the nerve stalks, are a growth of your brain. That's why they say the eyes are the window of the soul. You are literally looking into, you know, brain buds. I mean, that's what your eyes are, folks. They go right through the back of your brain. They are growths of the brain that the eye stalks grow out during the baby's development. So think of your eyes as literally your brain. And your brain interfaces with what you see. And we've been designed to, you know, to believe what we see. That's our main sensory system. For a dog, it's its nose. It's olfactory nerve. But with humans and other primates, it is the eyes predominantly. And my point is, when you see them torture people to death on 24, or you see all the simulated murders, or all the executions they simulate on TV of terrorists, you know, supposed terrorists, that is conditioning you. That's the equivalent of a public execution in all the grisly cinematic detail. Just thought you'd want to be conscious of that and think about that, because it is the exact same thing when you talk about the effect on the subconscious and even conscious mind. I talk about tracking going in government vehicles. I see one of these articles every other day. Tracking units set to go into TPS buses, Toledo Blade. Toledo Public School officials hope global positioning satellite systems, cameras, and new radios could be installed beginning this summer on the school district's 185 school buses and other vehicles. The main purposes for doing this is safety, said Dan Burns, the district's chief buses manager.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Austin, they have digital wireless cameras on all the buses now. They're on the sides of the buses. I even heard some of them are face scanning. And it's just, and now on the public school buses, and we've seen this, stuff that, I mean, I did, jumping around, you know, slapping on each other, and the school bus driver says, stop it. You know, your buddy punches you, you punch him in the arm, you laugh. Not anymore, folks. You go to jail. You get charged with felonies. And I've got the articles here in front of me where this is happening. I mean, stuff that 8-year-olds and 10- and 12-year-olds would just get yelled at for, or when you got to school, the principal would call you in and paddle you. Well, we don't allow that anymore to stop problems. No, now we just put you in the juvenile justice system, where you can be put on Ritalin and Prozac and be beat up by the older thugs, and all about getting into the system. You make one wrong move, your child does one thing wrong, it's prison. It's jail time. It's hard jail time. When your child comes out, they will be a criminal. most of the time. We'll be right back. Your call's coming up. Stay with us.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're about to go to your calls, then I'll get into the situation with China and Russia. Buddy, buddy, China passed a law last week to authorize themselves to be able to invade Taiwan. And our government is cutting Taiwan loose. They weren't even invited to the inauguration. Bill Clinton did stuff like that. Bill Clinton would not invite them to functions, and he'd get in a lot of trouble. Look at that evil communist, which he's a bad guy. But Bush does it. He says, that's absolutely conservative. Yeah, I mean, what about spreading freedom, spreading love, helping countries that have big bullies and tyranny after them, only if they have oil and they're defenseless Arab countries, they're pushovers. Todd in Florida, then Lenny, Mike, Rose, Bob. Todd in Florida, go ahead, first caller.
Hello, sir. What are your thoughts on Ashley Smith with the Atlanta courthouse shootings?
I mean, are you, Mr. Nichols, witnesses say, and he turned himself in and admits it, grabbed the gun away from the female officer and started blasting people. And I heard one talk show host says, that's what you get when you got a woman doing a man's job. And I mean, men have had their guns taken too, but quite frankly, statistically, men just are more aggressive and able to hold on to their guns better than women. I mean, men are on average about 60% stronger than women, and it's just not a good idea to, quite frankly, have women dealing with men that weigh twice as much as them.
No, but I'm talking about the person that...
I know you're mentioning the person he supposedly went after and all that.
Oh, no, and I think it's one of the best stories in the past 12 months.
Okay, but I was just mentioning the cops, but go ahead.
Oh, no, I think it's optimistic, and I'm looking for every kind of silver lining here, because it seems like pretty dark times as the days go by. But it seems like what happened is she talked him down out of evil and into good.
Yeah, I haven't been following the specifics. Why don't you fill me in?
Oh, well, apparently she got a gun put in her ribs at 2 a.m. and was tied up and bound, and 7 hours later she got him to turn himself in. Or she was able to, by quoting the Bible and another book, apparently she was able to just deal with him on a rational level that none of the law enforcement people had been, and was able to get him down out of that tree and into what was ultimately... saving lives, or saving her life, at least. I think it's one of the best stories in the last 12 months.
Well, that's very exciting. I heard a little blurb about that on the radio, but I didn't get the details. Fill me in on the whole story.
Well, no, there's the transcript of her whole thing when she spoke on Sunday, where she's coming in from a convenience store at about 2 a.m. Mr. Nichols puts a gun into her ribs.
Yeah, I saw her on the front of all the newspapers, yeah.
Right. No, but I think it's one of the best stories, because I'm looking for hope and victory and progress and optimism here, and I think it's a beautiful story.
There have been a lot of cases when you're talking to a serial killer or a psychopath or a nut, if you talk to them and go, I'm a human being, and explain to them that you're a human being, and especially bring God into it, a lot of times they do release people. And, that's the thing with psychopaths and the globalists, who are the big psychopaths, is they dehumanize us. They see us as cattle. And they try to sell us on the idea that, the Iraqis' lives don't have value. They're animals. And by doing that, we dehumanize ourselves. So that is very uplifting. I should research more of that. I have to admit, I've been focused on other news.
No, she could give you a good... I think she deserves a good 5 minutes on your show, because it really is a parable.
Oh, you're kidding.
How do you talk to people about this entity, and how do you bring them down from the evil into the good?
Well, I hear you. I would imagine she's probably doing hundreds of interviews. It'd be hard to get her wrong, but I might do that. Thanks for the call.
What?
I appreciate that, Todd. Lenny in Texas. Lenny, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm good. I was checking out the Infowars.com yesterday, and I came across, I think you said something about it with, I don't know if it was 10 or 12 different terrorist scenarios that might happen over here.
Yeah, that was the New York Times.
And the thing that got me is, it's like got hidden in plain view all over it. It had specific numbers of expected tolls and these scenarios. How do you come up with, releasing pneumonic plague at an airport or a train station?
Yeah, they come up with these formulas.
Oh, okay.
Well, we know who's going to be behind the attacks when they take place. We know who has the motive.
And I understand someone might say, well, they're the intelligence agencies. They got to really stay on their toes to prevent this. And another thing I noticed is that, it said this article is not meant to promote fear in the public. And then, two, it said that,
I'll tell you what, stay there. You're making great points. In fact, I wanted to talk about this today. Chertoff and others come out and go, they're going to get you, it's all over. But we're not promoting fear, just trust in your government. So it's a double-edged thing of where they scare you and then they comfort you. Oh, it's going to be okay. You see, they're treating us like children.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, we're talking to Lenny in Texas. Before we go back to him, let me just go over the Hawaiian Homeland Security website on purpose. It's the same MO every time. Put out 12 scenarios and the types of things that would be attacked. Shopping malls, schools, sports stadiums, power plants, tens of thousands dead, you know, train stations, oh, it's all over. Homeland Security is the only group that can save you. Then it was on Time Magazine, you know, New York Times, CNN. It was everywhere the last 3 days. And then just like Ridge would do, he then comes out and says, no, that alert wasn't exactly right, or no, now don't worry, don't be afraid, we're going to keep you safe. They treat us like children. They scare us and then say, it's all right, here's the solution, come to me, I'll take care of you, there, it's all right. New Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, whose cousin writes hit pieces about myself and others, asked the public Wednesday to learn to live with the long-term risk of terrorism as he pledged to do a better job assessing that danger. We win the war against terror by rejecting terror as a tool of intimidation, and we triumph when we take account of real risk and threats but do not become hypersensitive or overly responsive to them, Chertoff said in his first major speech since taking over the huge two-year-old department. And, of course, over all those departments, a whole other layer, head of intelligence, with good old Negroponte, the death squad leader. He offered no direct criticism of his predecessor, Tom Ridge, or the color-coded terrorism alert system that became a staple of the late-night comedians. But he told an audience at George Washington University that terrorists seek to exploit psychological vulnerability. I bet you know about that. And to control and manipulate our behavior. Oh, our government doesn't want to do that. He recalled that Winston Churchill, Britain's prime minister during World War II, rallied the citizens of London during the German bombing raids with a message of perseverance. We shall go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight. We shall fight in the hills. We shall fight in the... We want to live mindfully, but do not want to live fearfully, Chertoff said, adding that Americans could follow Churchill's exhortation. We will not flinch or worry of the struggle. Chertoff said he was launching a top-down comprehensive review of how Homeland Security Department with 180,000 employees from 22 once-separate agencies could be organized. The reviewers would make recommendations without regard to old jurisdictions and old turf, i.e. total federal centralization of everything. Critics of the department, including recently departed Inspector General Clark Kent, faster than a speeding bullet, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, stronger than a locomotive. Critics of the department, including recent departed Inspector General Clark Kent Irwin, say it was slow to get organized under Lord Ridge. Irwin said bad management was hurting hiring and impeding progress in such areas as passport controls and the consolidation of terrorist watch list. Ah, yes. Suspected terrorist and criminal watch list and getting you your federal IDs. But don't worry, they'll get it done for you. After his speech, Chertoff said he'd try to resist the temptation to give information prematurely on specific threats or to cause unwarranted alarm. And what Chertoff said was an error. It's always an error. There's a new terror alert. They're going to blow the subways up during the RNC. Oh, it's 4 years old. We made a mistake. There's a new terror alert on L.A. It's 5 years old. Oh, we're sorry. There's a new terror alert specific warning. Oh, it's not specific. It came from an informant. Actually, the informant never said it. And what Chertoff said was an error, the state of Hawaii posted on its website a draft of Homeland Security Department report on scenarios for terrorist strikes in the United States, from chemical attacks to the plague, with estimates of casualties. The report was removed from the website Tuesday. Despite the incident, Chertoff said the department would still share tips with state and local officials. And he said Americans must accept the threat of terror. And, of course, Bush has said the war on terror will last 100 years. First, it was several generations. Now it's 100 years. It's a foggy enemy that can never be defeated. But don't worry, give up all your freedoms and leave the borders wide open and arm China and Pakistan and North Korea with more and more technology and attack innocent, dirt-poor countries that have done nothing wrong and give us all the oil and forcibly psychologically test all of you and let us arrest you for no reason and you'll be safe. All right. Going back to Lenny in Texas. Lenny, finishing up what you were saying.
Like I was saying, it has hidden in plain view on it. It said that they only picked certain scenarios, and I think the exact words were they didn't pick certain ones, such as O-Stay and airplane hijacking, for which there is an established protocol. And I'm thinking, where was this established protocol on 911, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you, and I appreciate the call. Really good points. I'm glad you brought this up. Look, I have CNN articles from 95. I have AP articles from 99. I have them from 2001, 2 weeks before the attacks. Hijackers planning to hijack jets and fly them into buildings. I mean, Tom Clancy wrote a bestseller about it. The TV show Lone Gunman, the spinoff of X-Files, did a show where a secret government group hijacks a jumbo jet to fly to the World Trade Center to get martial law in America. I mean, it was everywhere. Project Bojinko, we talked about it dozens and dozens of times. And then Rice and Bush and Ashcroft and then Ridge just for years. They still do it. We never heard of a plan to fly planes into buildings. It's ridiculous. And in truth, the NSA 2 weeks before was, we're getting chatter that it's about to happen, and they ordered them, shut your mouths. FBI agents, hey, these people don't want to know how to land or take off. They want to just know how to fly it. Shut up. Well, I want to stop them. You will be arrested if you continue. W199I, that's your order. I mean, all three of my 9/11 films, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, and now my third and most powerful, and 1 hour of the 2.5 hour video is about 9/11. It's the most powerful ever, folks. We cover it there as well. My emergency release, really my first films, I've really made four, but only offered it for 2 months, that I made in like 2.5 weeks. It was out 3 weeks after 9/11. You know, I went into all the articles there. I mean, this is old news. So you bring that up, it's another good point. Let's go back to your calls. Let's go quickly now, really fast. Mike in Illinois, then Rose, Bob, and others. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Alex, listen, I haven't talked to you for a while. I've been traveling California and stuff. I haven't been able to listen to your show. A friend of mine's real against you. I've tried to give people in your neighborhood my information about you, and he has an article, this month's issue of Popular Science. Have you seen it, how they're trying to discredit all the, quote, the...
You mean mechanics.
Yes, I'm sorry, right, Popular Mechanics.
Yeah, Michael Chertoff's cousin.
Right, now, Alex, I just want to ask you, this you know, what gets me, Alex, is I would tell it to people, everyone says, oh, Alex Jones, I've heard of him, or if people have gone to your website, they say, oh, he's another one of those conspiracy theorists, and I say, no, he's a conspiracy factualist. There's a difference. Because everything you have on your show and on your website, Alex, can be backed by documented proof. It's all fact.
Well, to be clear, I get dates wrong occasionally. I'll say, oh, 8 of the 14 rescue dogs died of cancer. Well, no, that's not true. 14 of the rescue dogs died of cancer from the asbestos. You know, I mean, little things all the time, I get little stuff wrong. The difference is the mainstream media tries to lie, tries to twist, tries to manipulate. And, you read that hit piece of the 16 points they make, about 11 of them can be totally proven, you know, that they're manipulating or lying.
Right.
About 5 of them, you can't prove either way.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't want to keep having to reinvent the wheel, but since you bring this up, let me just calmly do this for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They have a NORAD spokesman, okay? They have a major in there. Ladies and gentlemen,
Alex, you still there?
Yeah, just hold on a second, Mike. I'm down here in Austin, Texas. We got digital lines up to Minnesota, and this never really happens. Lately, it has been happening, and might be our friends, might just be naturally occurring. But let me just finish up what I was saying. There is the spokesman for NORAD, and they quote him and others in there saying, "Well." The conspiracy theorists claim that F-16s are routinely launched to intercept errant or off-course aircraft, and this is not true. In the decade before 9/11, only one time had F-16s intercepted an aircraft, and that was golfer Payne Stewart. Now, if people didn't know about Payne Stewart, they'd say it never happened. Well, we have the very person they quote in the article in the Associated Press saying 68 times... in the year before 9/11. They also say that, well, they claim that in just, 20 minutes, Payne Stewart's plane was intercepted. No, it was an hour and 22 minutes. No, his plane took off from Florida, and they didn't know it was off course because they didn't depressurize and have the problem until an hour in. Then, once they were notified, within right around one USA Today report says 18 minutes. We have this in the new film. Another report says 20 minutes. But within around 20 minutes, 5 F-16s were around the aircraft, and they followed it for over an hour until it crashed. Now, again, but they know that your friend just wants an excuse to deny what's happening, Mike. And so That's all they do.
Absolutely, Alex. And I want to ask
They know your friend's not going to go check that out. They know your friend isn't going to sit there and, okay, let's type the name of the NORAD spokesman in. Oh, here he is in the AP. Just type in, I forget his name, type in the name of the spokesman, and then type in flights intercepted. And you'll get the AP article. I even have it in the file.
Right. No, Alex, I know, and I try to tell them how NORAD was told to stand down the day before and all this. And you know, people are ignorant, Alex. That's why the media, they have to cover up, because there's so many people like you that are exposing the truth. They have to have counter people out there to counter what you and other people.
Well, Paul Watson quoted Mahatma Gandhi yesterday, who I'm not a big fan of some of his policies and ideas. I'm not a Hindu or whatever, but at the same time, you know, it's a good quote. First they ignore you. First they laugh at you, then they first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win.
Right. Absolutely, Alex. And, hey, I want a quick question. I know you got a lot of callers, and this is the last thing I'm going to ask you, and I'll let you go, Alex. I just want to know, I don't watch much TV, but I was in California, and I was in a hotel room, and I was watching CNN at night. What do you think of Lou Dobbs? I mean, I know he works for the mainstream news, but he has done a lot of key points, Alex, and he's really always focusing on open borders and illegal immigration. What do you think of Lou Dobbs?
Okay, thanks for the call. I'll try to answer that. This is a big subject. Bill O'Reilly was against open borders until they were about to pass laws to control the borders. Suddenly, about a year ago, he flip-flopped and was for open borders for about 6 months into the election. Now he's flip-flopped back over. He's against open borders. So they know that 80-plus percent of Americans in polls are against open borders. They know it's the number one issue. It is the biggest issue, folks. It dwarfs Social Security, everything else. People aren't dumb. They know it's what it's doing to the economy and our sovereignty. You know, it's 60-plus percent of Hispanics. We always talk about Latin America because that's the majority, but it's all these other groups coming in as well. And so Dobbs, and I've actually, because people kept calling me about it, I've watched some of the shows. And what he does is he talks about it, but then his solution was this national ID card legislation. So they talk about it and then give you a bad solution. And that's what Lou Dobbs has done. I mean, believe me, they don't let him get on CNN every single day without putting a spin on it. Same thing with Bill O'Reilly. And, you know, you can take this to the extreme and claim everybody's bad. I mean, I heard some talk show hosts going, Alex Jones, he's got his ArnoldExposed.com movement and Americans Against Arnold. And I predicted this. I know how they work. And I said it would be the globalists that did this. And sure enough, they did. Alex Jones, he's against Arnold because he wants Hillary. You know, we fight Arnold, then we get Hillary. Now, wait a minute. I'm against Hillary Clinton. But I said they're going to run Hillary, and I even wrote this on the website. This is in my press releases. I said, I know how the people say Republicans won't elect Arnold. Balderdash. Poppycock, cockamamie, whatever you want to call it. It's ridiculous. I just know how they operate. They are going to run Hillary, either in 08 or 012, probably 08, and then we're going to hear while she's running, you know, 2 years out, the next year and a half, oh, only Arnold can stop her in polls. Only he can stop her. Come on, let's amend. We got to do it now. Come on, we got to do it now. And by then, Arnold would have saved people and, you know, from some attack or some disaster in California. I am predicting that. Unfortunately, I hope I'm wrong, but I can see it in the tea leaves, as they say. And so that's going on. And then I said, and it's already started all over the place, we've got to have Arnold. A bunch of different publications are saying it, and I've even been attacked. I've heard it. You know, these people that are for Arnold Exposed that want to do this, oh, they want Hillary. So see, you can take it to the extreme, too. No, I'm against Arnold and Hillary. So see the mind game they play? Oh, then you must be for Hillary. It's amazing. No, but quite frankly, folks, Hillary Clinton wouldn't be able to get her agenda through if she was elected. Arnold Alo Schwarzenegger, I mean, you want somebody from Austria who says he wants to be a dictator? I mean, this isn't, but see, they've already, you're setting it up. Hillary or Arnold. You're conservative if you're for Arnold, who's for gun control, open borders, abortion, all the same stuff Hillary's for. But again, already the battle line, as I said it would. And I'm not bragging that I know this stuff. It's very painful. Rose in South Carolina. Rose, thanks for holding.
Good afternoon, Alex. I wanted to make a comment about this purpose-driven life. The man that wrote that book, he was a Southern Baptist. I think he's changed his name to Saddleback now. They talked about that on TV last night.
Yeah, be specific, because I'm missing the boat here.
All right, the Southern Baptist movement. He was with the Southern Baptist. Did you know the Southern Baptist Convention has joined the United Nations?
Yes.
All right. Yes, and this movement out here, every denomination in our area is reading that watered down a book that man wrote. There's nothing in that book that would bring.
And what's the name of the book again?
It's The Purpose Driven Life.
I've heard about that. Yeah.
Yes, that book. There's nothing to it. The churches are giving that out to their people in droves, every denomination that you can imagine.
Well, why are you worried? I mean, what's bad about the book?
Well, he changes the scripture and everything else. I heard the people that read it, and I think somebody's going to loan me one, let me read it, but they said there's nothing in that book that's worth anything. And
well, that's what they do. I mean, they take over the religious leaders and then change it and sell it. Just stay there. We'll talk about it. We got to break.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, going into the next hour, we'll continue with your phone calls. We'll get into U.S. House backs higher war spending. Moscow embassy says North Korea nuclear buildup justified in face of U.S. threat. North Korea says to Rumsfeld, thanks for the reactors. Pentagon delegation arrives in Taipei for talks with military. U.S. considering permanent base in Afghanistan, general says. Oil prices soar above $57 a barrel. And China and Russia are running war game drills against Taiwan. But Bush is mute on the subject. Rose in South Carolina, please continue.
Alex, I heard on her own mouth the first time they interviewed her on CNN. And that's the last time I've heard anyone mention it. There's something strange about this story. She left. She followed him in that truck because when they found that thing, it was not parked in the housing complex.
Well, we got to bring folks up to speed that don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we're talking about that fella in Atlanta that shot the judge and several more people.
Yes.
When he went into this girl's house, I don't know what time it was, but I heard it out of her own mouth. She followed him in her car. To drop the truck off at another destination so it wouldn't be parked in the housing complex. Now, that tells me she could have gotten away if she was in a car by herself following him or him following her. This does not meet the mustard Alex.
So what do you think's going on?
I don't know what it is, but it's a strange thing. All this purpose-driven thing has mushroomed, and this book selling, they're using the high Hegelian dialectic method in this book and this movement to brainwash every denomination in the country.
Well, thanks for the call, Rose.
Right.
Good to hear from you. I know the World Council of Churches was set up by the Rockefellers, and they really have neutered our churches. They've taken over the seminaries, all the different big denominations, you know, Catholic, Protestant, Baptist, you name it. They have Baptist churches here in Austin that have UN gun buyback days, you know, turn your guns in. They got Catholic churches doing it. I've seen the flyers. And it's scary, folks. And now with the faith-based initiative, they'll get billions of bucks a year from the government, and they admit churches are going to have to hire Satanists, Buddhists, atheists. And don't worry, your denominations will say it's of the Lord. Before we end this hour, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is out. And, folks, it's a powerful video. And it's also how I support this broadcast and my websites and the small staff I have. I mean, this is really a good video. It's my best work, and we expose Schwarzenegger, we expose the Bushes and the Nazis, we expose Bohemian Grove and the occult connections to the Nazis, and to Skull and Bones. That's the last hour of the film. The middle hour of the film, it's 2 hours, 35 minutes long, is the definitive 9/11 documentary with all the Building 7 information, the NORAD stand down, all the documents, interviewing people at Ground Zero who were told not to go to work that day, and then the mainstream news articles about that on top of their eyewitness accounts. And the first 35 minutes is the police state in New York. We confront David Gergen. We confront Michael Moore. I mean, it's an amazing video. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order a hard copy of the film, or call toll-free to get the video or any of my other videos. And we have some discounts on the films. Just ask about the discounts when you call 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Operators are there right now to answer your questions or to take your order. And they're not on commissions. They won't sell you. Just answer your questions. 888-253-3139, or order a hard copy via PrisonPlanet.com or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch it online. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the second hour. Stay with us.